This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India Today welcomed the summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, India's Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump suggested today that Ukraine consider a deal with Russia to end the war, citing Russia's considerable power. His comments followed a nearly three-hour meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Alaska yesterday, the first U.S.-Russia summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Putin expressed hope that the discussions would bring them closer to peace in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated he would meet Trump in Washington on Monday and that Trump had briefed him on the summit's key outcomes during a phone call. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime and people-to-people exchanges. He said they explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy and defense. The minister noted that they also exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific region and current global developments. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar expressed appreciation for the deepening convergences and expanding engagement between the two countries as they mark the 10th anniversary of their special strategic partnership.
The value we attach to the relationship. Let me also take the opportunity to extend our greetings to you for the National Liberation Day of Korea. And your visit, I think, in many ways comes at a very important time. It's the 10th anniversary of our special strategic partnership.
Meanwhile, Foreign Minister of the Republic of Korea Cho Hyun has said his country is very stern and firm on the issue of terrorism. He was speaking to media in New Delhi today. On the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Hyun said the Republic of Korea is strongly against any terrorist attack. He said the Republic of Korea stands by the Indian government and the people of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road 2. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah today visited Chashoti village in Kishtwar to assess the damage caused by flash floods triggered by a cloudburst. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a senior army officer supervising the relief and rescue operation briefed the Chief Minister about the ongoing operation. The Chief Minister was also provided with a virtual reality headset to understand the extent of damage caused by the flash floods. Rescue and relief operation is currently underway. Announcing ex gratia relief from the Chief Minister's relief fund, Mr. Abdullah informed that 2 lakh rupees will be given to families of the deceased, 1 lakh rupees for the severely injured and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha spoke to senior officials today and reviewed the ongoing rescue and relief operations in Chashoti, Kishtwar. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhakis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janma Bhumi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. A large number of people have reached Mathura and Vrindavan to celebrate the festival. And with that, we end this news bulletin.